This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK. This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. But it's grub time.
Yep.
And it's a break. It's a wee break all in one. It's kind of your biscuit and your cup of tea all in one.
It's everything. So it's tea and biscuit, and it's a custard cream, a posh custard cream with tea.
For National Tea Day.
Yeah, exactly. So the first thing, I already made the biscuits, John, and they're nice shortcake. This is a shortcake just made with soft butter, and you beat that with sugar. And the key to a really light shortcake is to beat the sugar and the butter together until it's white.
Okay.
So don't think, oh, halfway, I can't be bothered. Put it into an electric mixer, go away and have a couple of cups of tea, sit out in the garden, listen to the birds, watch the cherry blossom burst, and then come back, you know. So it's good. Yeah, is that lovely? So and then whenever that, then we fold in that, just a wee bit of almond, ground almond, some corn flour, which makes it lighter, plain flour, and then I've got like a tea bag, just a Earl Grey tea bag. And Earl Grey has got lemon in it. It's bergamot lemon, so it's that lovely refreshing lemon. Just put a wee bit of the tea into it, and there's a bit of lemon zest as well, and then just bake them, and you get a nice light biscuit. Really light biscuit. So that's the tea. There's some tea
and
in that.
Do you see the tea?
You can see it in there. Look, it just looks like vanilla.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. And you don't really, it doesn't taste it where it doesn't taste like you're eating a tea bag. It's just it's a gentle hint of bergamot. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, nothing. No. So in the pan I've got some milk and some tea and other tea bags. It's just infused, and I've taken it out, and some vanilla. So we're going to do a classic crème pâtisserie. So crème pâtisserie is just the base of everything.
Crème pâte,
there you are, yep.
Anybody else been watching the Bake Off too much?
All right, crème pâte.
Isn't it crème pâte?
Well, crème pâte's sort of one of the things that you learn.
I don't know what it is,
one of the first things you learn
Mary
at
Barry
college.
Talking about it.
Yeah,
is it?
It is, and it's like, and at college it's how to do it very gently, now, and it takes 15 minutes. But over the years I've got a bit brave, so I'm going to do the way I do it now. So it's just 3 egg yolks, quarter of a litre of milk, and then there's plain flour, corn flour, and sugar in it, or you could put a wee bit of custard powder, would even be better. I didn't have any, because I'm not that kind of a woman to have custard powder in the house. But if you do, there's nothing wrong with it. I was reared on it, there's nothing wrong with it. And then mix that in with your egg yolk, and it'll look really quite stiff, you know, you can sort of see that there.
Uh-huh.
You get it right. And then just mix it up.
Like a paste?
Yeah, it's like a paste. And then add your sort of half your milk, right? And then
this is
give
the dangerous thing, isn't it? Because this can turn into scrambled eggs.
But this is what you always at college. I remember us standing there for 15 minutes, and then every time you try to turn your heat up again, you'd get battered in those days, the good old days, you know, 30 years ago. You're allowed to speak to your students, you know. But those days have gone now. So and they always say, "Don't turn your heat down here." So I've got it up, as you can see, quite put that bit back in. That sort of tempers it, and then get the heat up good and give it a good. And you have to just keep whisking it.
Uh-huh.
And then we just give that a good whisk. And then if you just want to make a creme pâtisserie, it's lovely. You know, with a scone or with a, you know one of those wee, if you get wee tart and a bit of this. So that's thickening up now. And we'll just take that. Start to see it thickening. Turn the heat off. This is a 30-second creme pat. There we are. That's
this
it.
Is like that programme on TV, you know, where they have to do the scrambled eggs in 20 seconds.
Yeah, or the omelette challenge, isn't
the
it?
The omelette challenge, that's right.
So that's
lovely.
Lovely thick custard. Pour that back into
the... smell that.
Pour that back into the pan again, or back into the bowl again, clean bowl.
Uh-huh.
Cover the surface with cling film. Let it chill. And then after you've let that chill, put it into a piping bag. So this is the Earl Tea, Earl Grey custard. I have some, I've just put a wee bit of jam. This is raspberry jelly.
I see what
this
you're
going to
do.
Is like a
see,
raspberry jelly.
You are actually making a custard cream
biscuit. Yeah, but it's a kind of a jammy dodger.
Oh.
Custard cream, but homemade. Now this is my friend Emily makes this. She grows the raspberries in Castle Rock, and then she makes this lovely. So it's last year. So we're talking about the sunshine. And then you've captured last year's raspberry jelly. And you could use raspberry jam or strawberry jam or blackcurrant would be lovely with this. Get the pipe a wee bit of the custard which is going runny in the heat in here, but anyway. And then just flatten that, and there you are.
Oh, gorgeous.
So, just, so tea biscuit, a wee bit of jam.
It has melted a wee bit in the
Yeah, it has melted a wee
studio.
Bit, yeah.
But you've got the two biscuits, the yeah. tea-flavoured biscuits, and in between the wee bit of Emily's raspberry jam, and then
I promise you that. yeah. Yeah. Mm. Keep the custard in the fridge that Rita should have done, but it's just a light sim here, but it's you still get the idea.
I've just when I started playing music by Turlico Carlin.
Tea music, good, lovely. Earl Grey.
That is absolutely gorgeous. And see for a day like today.
I know. Nice
sitting
chill,
out in your back garden.
Chilled custard.
About six of those wee biscuits. We'll go down terrible.
Well, I've got six for Aidan, and then the rest you can fight. can fight amongst yourselves.
There'll be no fighting here.
I'm not arguing with any of those two.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.